did not have so many people to ask for questions. Are you?
Yes.
What are we talking about?
About all the different components within us, the different people that we are.
Duality, right? Personal duality. Mainly, we are paying attention to the main subject. We started all these courses have started because somebody asked Rumi, what is the secret of feeling good? We want to feel good. He said, okay, sit down and listen. If you want to feel good, why do you want to feel good? Because you don't feel good. You feel bad and you know it. That is the beginning. Why do you feel like that? Obviously, that's the key. First thing you should understand why you don't feel good. Why are you confused? Why don't you feel happy? Why? Ha. Seven stories, which could give you 7 points. References for your mind that remember always. Remember, okay, this is sixth volume. The first one, half of the first one is diagnosis. How important is that? Where is the doctor? No, you should ask the doctors. The most important stuff is to know what's wrong with you. Right? So, we have 8 stories. What's wrong with you? You are in love with your brain. You understand law and order, but you don't understand exception. Your observation is superficial. You're jealous. Your mind makes nonsense philosophic arguments, like if I'm forced or I have the free choice or what. Just nonsense. And you are utilitarian by nature. You're looking for something to use. And this is not it. Why? Because you're looking outside to find something. Am I right? That's why you are funny. Because there's nothing outside. It's in you. We are talking about passion. Where is passion? Have you ever seen a passion in a box, conserved? Or a passion in a melon? Or where is the passion? It's in a human being. It's your heart. The problem is the thought of love is in the cage of your merchant. It's another subject of benefit somehow. That parrot should die in that cage. Then it will be thrown out and you will be saved. And the last point is that you want the other people to appreciate you. How silly it is. You know how silly it is? Because the appreciation of other people, first of all, is useless. The only influence is to make you arrogant. What is the use of that appreciation? And usually it's fake. Guess why? Because other people, they have the superficial observation as well, like you. The only fellow who should appreciate you is you. You should discover the beauty in you, bring it out, practice it, and appreciate yourself. That was the harp player, remember? So the eighth story is the conclusion is this, as simple as this. This duality is in human being. If you don't do anything about it, your life will be like this. Your brain is always nagging and making the life miserable. And your heart is pointless. Because you're busy with yourself and that's it. The solution? The other half of book one. The solution first, make your brain understand that it's disposable. Let your brain understand that you could live without it. Your life is not your brain, it's your heart. Because the only wrong point about the brain is that it wants to be the boss. She's the best second fellow, but she wants to be the boss. That should change in you. Means you should understand that whatever you think is secondary. Then what? Then the real thing should happen. That fellow in you, the man, should come out. No excuses, no this and that. Logically, that one should come out. Your brain should sit down and do his job. Praying and stuff like that. Because that fellow should come out. Why? Because the cure of self-absorbance is to come out. First, find someone to help you. Believe in someone else. Not because that someone else is a genius fellow and blah blah, all of that. I know you start to say, who should I? It's for you to believe in someone else to come out. When you came out, be ready to pay the price. Because this thing doesn't happen fast. It goes slowly. Little by little, you're going to change yourself. So it's like having tattoos. Needle by needle, you should suffer. Be ready for that. Then, I said, okay. But remember, when you're going to change, you should be careful. Because in this change, you may become arrogant again. Because knowledge is like that. When you're more knowledgeable, you become more arrogant. Self-esteem will go up and things like that. Here, we don't have that. Here, we don't have the beginner, midway fellow, and the successful one. Here, we have blind and eye-opened. That's how it works. So before your eye is open, before becoming the master, you're always a beginner. It works like that. Why? Anyone? Because when I talk about it like this, I start to go back to that six-year-old and say, what a nasty solution. Why is it so? What does that mean? This is no good stuff. Why am I always at the beginning? Any one of you could convince me? Because I'm changing myself and I'm at the beginning of the change. I'm gradually changing myself. Who am I? That changing fellow. I'm not there yet. Where am I? I'm just moving. Next move. Past is history. We don't think about past, do we? Do you remember my view about future? Honest guy say, if in 100,000 years from now, all the human beings are going to jump out of the earth and stand up in front of the door, I will accept the punishment of all of you. What are we talking about? 100,000 years from now? We're talking about now. The word is now. Hal, feeling, passion, emotion, discounts. And now is the beginning of my improvement. Always. Because what I'm concerned about is my shortcomings. And it's always with me. Up to the final point, right? So, I deal with my shortcoming. I avoid the arrogance. This avoiding the arrogance is a very serious stuff. Because even with a couple of sessions like this, one could become, yeah, now I know it, and starting to lead other people and things like that. He emphasized over there about this and said, remember, we are going to meet the ultimate beauty. You have to be ready for that. You should put aside me and us. Everything belongs to that truth, that heart. So, remember, you have to be prepared. How? You remember in education and knowledge, what would you do? You should go out and collect a lot, learn a lot, right? We are the opposite always. You have to let go of something. You have to reduce the animal temptation in yourself. That's what it is. We are not talking about cleverness here. This is not a science to learn. This is a way of life. And it deals with passion, emotion. Because happiness is there. If you want to be happy, that's the place to look for. Is it? And there, when you're going there, you cannot go there. Because there is there, and there is complete. And about there, when we were talking about, imagine a room full of everything, everything is perfect. So, they don't need you to join in. Then what can you do? Don't be, then you could join. Don't bring I when you want to join this we. This is even to forget about your wishes and the way you wish. I told you we are going to see this in this book, and we had it at the end of book one. You remember? When, if you know what will happen to you tomorrow, what would you do? Immediately your brain started to find some use for it. For us? I don't care. I'm going to die tomorrow. So what? If I could stop it, I will. But if not, I live my today as I lived yesterday. Not as a final day, as a first day. I'm at the beginning always. I'm at the beginning of this path and I love it. So what that tomorrow I won't be here? And I'm not going to bring all my wishes over there. My wish is there. I surrender to my beloved, which is heart. Whatever my beloved, whatever my beloved, whatever my beloved, whatever my beloved.